You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today's episode of The Chick and Nick Show brought to you by Revolution Wraps. They produce large format graphics, quality installations for very cool vehicle graphics, window and wall graphics, interior and exterior signage, and trade show displays. For 20% off your next project, visit the website at revolutionwraps.com/chickandnick or mention this ad when you contact them. Time for the pot.
I got lit up pretty good.
I don't know why I felt the need to have Bo Pelini there sounding drunk, but figured it was a good way to open up this show. How are you?
Yeah, I think the general rule of thumb is any Bo Pelini martini, regardless of the circumstances, is welcomed on this show. So I like where your head's at. I like what we're doing to get things started here.
Very fair game here. It is February 22nd. This is... I believe episode 45. I don't know where we're at here, but we are approaching our 1 year anniversary of getting this podcast off of the ground. Can you believe that?
No. We just started. We rekindled our connection. We just launched the pod like a week ago. It's been almost a year. What the heck?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're here. We thank you for being a part of this. We always encourage you to subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe, unsubscribe, but always end with subscribing and then rating and reviewing the podcast there. Follow us on Twitter at Chick Nick Show, and we have some fun there. Like us on the Facebook page. Please take part in our sponsors and all of those types of things. Speaking of which, this is probably going to be another podcast that isn't as long and meaty as they've been in the past. We are recording on a Monday because you had to go call Iowa basketball. You and your Luca Garza.
I had reservations for two at Carver Hawkeye with Luca Garza, and I had to cancel my reservations with Matt Schick. So I apologize. I did send out a tweet that got a lot of reaction. I don't know if people knew about the glorious life of when you're on the road as a college basketball analyst. Did you see my tweet?
All right, hold on. I'm gonna search for it. I blocked you. Let me unblock you here.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, I got it. All right, fine. I'll unmute you. Here's Nick Baugh 20 hours ago. So by the time people are listening, probably 24 hours ago, you haven't really lived until you try to nap inside your rental car in a Panera Bread parking lot during a snowstorm in Iowa City because you had a few hours to kill before broadcasting a game. This glamorous lifestyle ain't for everyone.
Let me tell you, it was a fairly unsuccessful nap. And why do I feel like, because this, trust me, this ain't the first time your boy's got his nap game right in a rental car, in a parking lot. Usually it's outside the arena, but I had myself a nice bowl of chicken wild rice soup, and your boy was like, all right, let's go ahead and try and catch some Z's. You know what I'm saying, Doc? And I don't know what... I feel like when you nap in your car, like you're doing something wrong, like almost like you're breaking the law. Like,
yes.
Like a cop's going to come and knock on the door and be like, wait, what are you doing here, sir? Why don't you license registration and I need you to step out of the vehicle real quick.
And then you're going to be so tired that you stagger in the line that he asks you to walk on. sir, you're going to have to come with us, and then you don't get to call the game.
Right. I was nervous. I'm like, I reclined the seat back, and I was like, okay, why do I feel like I'm doing something? I mean, it's socially wrong, but it felt like it was, like, wrong in the eyes of the law, and I don't know why that's the case. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think it's illegal. I think you're what we call breaking the law. Yeah. It is true, though. If you're doing anything in a car outside of driving it, it's like if you're just sitting there, you feel like you should be like kind of reclined out
right.
of view.
Right.
You know, you don't want people checking in on you and seeing what you're doing, even though you're just doing nothing. Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
it's weird.
Okay, how about this for to take it a step further? Because your boy, you know, your boy's got a couple of, I've got a couple of Iowa games this year. So, you know, I got to make the drive, about an hour drive place outside Omaha. Place called Iowa City, and I
hold on.
I flew into Omaha to go play a golf course not far from there. It's about a drive, about an hour drive out of the airport, a private airport in Omaha. Place called Sand Hills.
No, wait, hold on a second. Before you go any further here.
Yeah.
I was looking for a place to insert this, so I'll just say it now. You are napping at a Panera.
You are on a panel.
That's what that was.
Okay, that's so good.
Sorry, what did you do before the game? I napped at a Panera.
You are on a panel.
Unbelievable. This is the life that you lead, that you're going to call a nationally televised game. But first, let me catch some Z's at a Panera.
You are on a panel.
You are at a Panera.
So, but hold on here.
Yep.
So, I think it was for the Michigan State, the Indiana-Iowa game. Your boy, you know, sometimes you make a long drive. You don't want to be in your suit. You want to be comfortable.
Right.
And I
sweatpants and a t-shirt, a hoodie. Yep.
Right. You want to be comfortable in there. So the first trek I made to Iowa City, your boy had his sweatpants game right, but you know, I had to change into my suit. And especially with COVID and everything, you never want to be that guy that walks into an arena holding a suit and like, excuse me, is there a place I can go change into my suit? And everybody's like, get this creeper out of here. You know? But instead, your boy, right as the sun was setting, I just murdered my coffee, and then I was like, hey, I need to go change into my suit. And so your boy pulled into a Hy-Vee parking lot and got way deep. I'm talking deep away from everything. And is it wrong that I changed into my suit in my car in a Hy-Vee parking lot in Iowa City? Is that which is more wrong, napping in a Panera Bread parking lot or changing into a suit in a Hy-Vee parking lot?
Once again, I say I'm sorry for that.
That is a really good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question.
You know, I kept my boxers on. I kept my, my Roy Jones Juniors on. You know what I'm saying, dog? I didn't go. Right. You know, I mean,
a lot of boxers. Didn't have to go with Roy. I'm with you that is one of the things where it's like, oh, I'll just change in the car, and then you do, and you realize, okay, if someone walks by me,
right,
and see, that's when you get arrested. Like there was a guy, he was naked in his car. It's like, well, it's my car. What if I live in my car? It's my mobile home.
I mean, what's wrong? I mean, as long as I'm not completely naked, like why can't I get down to my, you know, my Roy Jones Juniors if I want to? Like I should have the freedom in my car to get down to my Lennox Lewis's if I choose to do that.
All right. You can get down to your get down to your Michael Spinks all you want. That's not look, you could blame somebody else and say, look, that's on you for looking in my car. Right.
Why are you peeping in my car, dog? Who's the creep here? Me or you? I think it's you.
Keep your eyes on your own Volvo, all right? So anyway, you are indecent exposure at a Panera.
Yeah.
Or at the Hy-Vee, I should say. And then you called the game. You saw Luka Garza do his thing for that chicken wing.
He did it for mini chicken wings, a whole bucket of chicken wings.
Did you have a call or a summation that you had ready when he hit that shot to go over to become Iowa's all-time leading scorer? Like, did you have something? You're not the play-by-play guy, so no, you didn't necessarily have something prepared. But did you want to, like, what can I say about Luka Garza that hasn't been said before?
Yeah, you know, what's weird, so I was, you know, doing the show with one of your old pals, Adam Amin, doing the broadcast. Yeah. So, you know, going into the game, Garza was 14 points away, and it was kind of like that was hovering over the broadcast the whole time. Like, when he was getting close, Adam and I were like, all right, here we go. And we both kind of agreed, like, hey, let's make sure we kind of, like, lay out if he's close so we can, like, get the call. And then Garza was sitting on, like, he was sitting on 13 points or whatever it was for forever. And in fact, at one point he went to the free throw line to break the record, and he airballed the free throw. And he was a little nervous. And so it got to where it was like, I felt like we couldn't even, like, do the game until Luka broke the record. So no, I did not have anything prepared. I mean, Adam said something. I don't even know. I'm not even totally sure what he said. I mean, he was fantastic the entire game, but, like, yeah, I didn't have anything. I mean, I wanted to give some love to Roy Marble, the late Roy Marble, at one point when we kind of, you know, showed a graphic about whose record he broke. I mean, you know, I said, the great part about making history is it gives us a chance to reflect on history. Oh, you're listening to the Mark Jackson Show here on FS1. Is that cheesy? Did Velveeta perk up and was like, I think we got a sponsor here?
Oh, I don't know, Nick.
Yeah, it's a little much. You're laying it on thick, like a couple of slices of Velveeta. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad you were able to. You know what it is, though? Adam saying, hey, make sure we lay out. That's him saying, shut up when I have the call.
Maybe you're right. Maybe he was like, you know, the way he delivered it, pre-game was like, yeah, you're right. You know, he was like, hey, man, we get close. Just make sure, you know, we got some space. I was like, yeah, cool. That sounds good. Then as I was driving on I-80 at about 7:45 last night, I was like, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Was that a shot at me? Then I slammed the car, turned around, and I'm still trying to find Adam and me.
That's right. Jerk store. I got it. Jerk store.
Jerk store's the line. I'm going with jerk store.
I'm going with jerk store. Jerk store is the line.
But that's true. It's like, look, hey, we want to get the line, make sure that we say that we create some space here. So let's just, when he says, let's lay out, meaning let me put a period on the line. You don't talk for like 5 or 6 seconds and make sure that snip, because I'm going to become much more famous than I already am.
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, that's how it was. But real quick, though, I mean, have you ever tried to change into a suit in your car?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Way harder than you think. I mean, I am, it's like, I couldn't believe how hard it was. It was like crikey.net. I mean, at one time at Xavier in Cincinnati, I pulled into a Target parking lot, and I got into my back seat. I felt like there'd be more room in my back seat.
This is just, wait.
Is that getting in the back? I felt like more of a creeper in my back seat. Like, I felt like I was really flirting with going to jail.
Oh, yeah. And then Dana knocks on the window.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
That's so stupid, and I love it. Oh,
so
man.
Absolutely dumb. Yeah, I mean, once you get into the back seat of your car.
Right. Not like, good. Nothing good's happening back there.
Yeah, you're in the back seat, and you're changing. It's like, okay, buddy, why don't you just go change in the parking lot at the police station? Because that's where you're at.
I need to go, I'm racking my brain now. I've changed in a Starbucks parking lot in Indianapolis. I've changed in a Target parking lot in Cincinnati. I've gotten my Hy-Vee Iowa City game right. I think that's it. I've changed into a Crossroads Mall parking lot in Omaha. Your boy got his he changed. You know, in a related story, I figured Crossroads Mall, there ain't gonna be too much traffic there. Am I right? Or am I right?
You just gotta keep in mind that when you're changing, there's no
Big Mac sack.
I do want to say this, though. I wanted to get to this, but you've taken us to this spot. No, you've taken us here because, you know, yeah, we could talk basketball. Oh, well, who's going to get the number one seeds? Who cares?
Is that ranking, is it flawed in its construction this season with all the different variables with COVID? 9-5-1-16-20.
Your reaction here as we head toward the NCAA tournament. Who's your team to beat? 9-5-1-16-20.
Hold on now. Let me, before we go to break, I want to get this out there because there's something I want to talk about as the show progresses here. If I gave you Gonzaga and Baylor or the field, who would you take? You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Or hit me on Twitter, nick@1620thezone.com, 9-5-1-16-20. And we'll be right back here on the Typical Radio Show.
I give you the Big Ten or the field, 9-5-1-16-20.
Okay, and your question is, where were you going with this, brother from another mother?
And your question is,
and your podcast topic suggestion is, all right.
And your question is,
Bill.
All right, very good.
Zip it.
You were taking us, and I know we wanted to talk about the Mitch Sherman article about Bo Pelini and all the stuff that has happened, but you were taking us to this point about getting dressed and making sure you're not having your boxers showing, you know, just with your pants off or your boxers, your underwear in your car.
Right? Yes.
You know, do you remember a story that had to do with that involving Nebraska athletics that we talked about on the show many, many years ago?
I don't think so. Is it ridiculous that I don't remember this?
Do you remember a player? Do you remember?
You remember Gremlins 1 and 2?
Do you remember? I know the answer to this. And I'm just going to say the name, and then you're probably going to laugh. Do you remember the name Christian Standhardy?
Standhardinger. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Standhardinger.
Yeah, so we used to have fun with Deep Voice Guy where we'd record ourselves saying someone's name and just play it deeply.
Yes.
With sound effects just for a drop. Like, you know, we did that with Nebraska football players at the time. You know, Oa Mugby O'Diggy Zua. You know,
Oa Mugby O'Diggy Zua.
Or at least recruits that they were trying to get. Well, we did that with Christian Standhardinger. What do you remember about Christian Standhardinger?
You know, I remember the name Christian Standhardinger, and I remember that we would do the drop, but I'm telling you, it is file not found in my brain as it pertained to whatever this changing in the car. This is embarrassing. Feel me
so, in? This was around January 2011. So this is going on 10 years now.
Okay.
January 17th or 18th is when the story came out. We talked about it on the 19th of January where he, you know, former Nebraska baller, he was found in a car, I guess you could say. Yeah. And we talked about it. And we waited. It's one of those stories, like, I think listeners were waiting for us to talk about. And we waited, like, at least an hour, hour and a half to talk about it on the show because we knew it would dominate. There were always topics. Once you got to it,
you knew
it would dominate the rest of the show.
It's over.
So, are you ready for this? This was January of 2011. And here we go. We'll leave your mic open. My mic will be open. We'll listen to this together. Christian Standhardinger, back in January 2011. Here we go. Okay, we've all seen the story. So let's just not
talk about it.
Let's just not talk about it. Let's not ignore it. Let's, this is unbelievable. All right, so are you impressed that it took us this long to get to it?
Kinda.
Christian Standhardinger, do we have our old Standhardinger exclamation point drop? I think it's worthy here. So Christian Standhardinger, former Husker basketballer, former Nebraska baller is the best way to say it, left the team in December. He was going to be going to LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
Standhardinger.
There it is. Standhardinger.
Standhardinger.
We always felt that he would be, you know, you'd build this team around Christian.
Isn't that funny? How big of a difference a year can make.
And he would just, you know, he'd stir this drink and they'd go far, and then he went a little too far. Lincoln police found Stan Hardinger shirtless and with his pants down.
Pants on the ground?
While seated in the passenger seat of a parked car at 3:40 a.m. Sunday inside Tierra Park. Where's Tierra Park in Lincoln? Do you know Tierra Park?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like near campus?
No.
Okay.
It's like 40th and Highway 2-ish, in between 40th and 48th and Highway 2. Yeah.
All right. He was accompanied by a 19-year-old female, also reportedly shirtless.
Were they asleep? Or are they just sitting there?
I don't know. I don't think they were asleep. It doesn't say they were asleep. Both Stan Hardinger and his companion were ticketed on suspicion of public indecency and entering a park after hours. Lincoln City parks are closed between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m.
I did not know that.
Well,
gonna scratch that off on Saturday night. Can't go to park at midnight. Right.
Cancel your plans.
Yep. Splash. Me and Barrett, that's what we like to do.
Okay, all right. That is, so anyway.
We like to go swing on the swing
that's
set.
That's what I
knew. We like to go play on the monkey bars.
I know, that's what
Get
you
your
meant.
Head out of
I'm
the gutter.
Trying to keep this straight-laced.
My word.
That'd be Rex. Now, here's the thing. 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., great things happen in parks after 11 p.m. and you know.
The best time to go.
Before 5 a.m., I found best things happen in parks. Stan Hardinger could not be reached for comment. That's like the best part of this whole thing.
Yeah. Stan Hardinger.
It says not sleeping. You know, it doesn't say anything about sleeping.
No, I mean, you know what he was doing.
I don't know. What was he doing?
You know what he was doing.
Okay, I've told you. I don't know. Stan Hardinger was shirtless with his pants down while seated in the passenger seat of a parked car at 3:40 a.m. Sunday. He was accompanied by a 19-year-old female, also reportedly shirtless. Now, save your plays on words with Stan Hardinger, you know, his last name. You can have a lot of fun with that. Okay. I mean, we get it. All right. Save the references to Stan Hardinger's last name.
Keep it classy.
There's no reason to...
Sit Hardinger.
Okay. Sit Hardinger instead of Stan Hardinger. No, it's not... No.
Sit naked.
Okay. Can you please... That has nothing to do...
Stand hard to explain yourself when you're drunk and naked.
That's
a last name.
That's just... What do you like for his last name?
Stand Hardinger.
Or this?
Stand hard to explain yourself when you're drunk and naked.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. There was no drinking. There's no drinking thing here. There's never anything about drinking. That should never... That's not even a part of this discussion. That's unfair and not a part of it. So whoever did that, that's wrong. Suspicion of public indecency and entering a park after hours. So there you go.
Oh, that's hilarious.
In a related story, Stan Hardinger will not be going to LaSalle.
It's a big shock.
He obviously had a little too much... little too much fun with his lapel. Really stupid. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of this stuff on the fly. I don't even
Everything's
know
just a play on words this segment, huh?
Save your play on words. Too much fun with his lapel. Jeez. Just bad.
Tierra Park.
Tierra is Spanish for land. So it's like land park.
Sleep park. Hangout park. Take your shirt off, park.
Okay.
Take your shirt off and get in your car, park. That's what Tierra means.
Like, no shirt, no shoes, no service in the park. That's not
Sir,
how I meant
is
that.
This is not a shirtless park. You're going to have to keep it moving.
Stand Hardinger.
Oh, boy. That's embarrassing.
That's not good.
It's bad. It's embarrassing.
A lot of Huskers getting... caught in the car doing things.
Sunday, 3:40. Boy, Doc cut the umbilical cord on that one right at the right time.
It's exciting.
I mean, imagine if he was still on the team. Not that if he was on the team, this would have happened. I mean, maybe
let's hope not.
Maybe there's a related.
Celebrate a Colorado win with going to Tierra Park.
It's exciting.
Never been to Tierra Park, and this is not a Chamber of Commerce moment for Tierra Park.
Not good.
But anyway, Stan Hardinger shirtless with his pants down while seated in the passenger seat. I'm just John Neutawa wrote this article. I'm sure John was just thrilled to write this article.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's incorrect. It's in between 27th and 40th, not 40th and 48th.
Did someone?
Jake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm wrong. Clearly, I'm wrong. Yeah, I mean, I'm wrong.
That was a drop. All right, Iowa Matt, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Look at this. I knew it was coming. I had to call in because howdareme.com, I haven't been listening to you guys this morning.
Yeah, how dare you.
But I get in the car, and all I hear is, stand drunk and get naked. I started laughing. Yeah. I'm like, what the
stand
heck?
Stand hard to explain yourself when you're drunk and naked.
Look, the guy wasn't, there was no drinking. You shouldn't even accuse
Who's
him
in charge
such.
Of that? Who is that guy?
Who does these soundbites?
Who's sound that
bites?
Guy? Jeez.
Hey, you guys are what makes my morning awesome. And I hope that you guys are still as awesome when you move to the new time slot.
No promises.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
Definitely no promises.
Stand hard enough.
From 8 to 9, we're not awesome.
Yeah. 8 to 9, that will be postage prepaid. We'll drop that in the mailbox on our way to the station.
You're going
to
hear a lot of
mailing
this.
That out.
From 8 to 9, you're going to hear a lot of this.
That's all that's going to be.
Stand hard to explain yourself when you're drunk and naked.
Okay. He wasn't drinking. Stop it.
Chad says, pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Hard to shoot a three with your pants on the
okay,
ground.
Okay, all right. Not on the ground, they're in the car. Hey, geez, it's
and counts for three.
Okay, that's not true at all. Mike in Omaha says, I don't know what filth you guys are thinking. It's clear the two college kids were... What does this even mean? We're simply performing a school project of graphing each other's moles? Mike, what are you talking about?
It's not out of the question.
Mike, I have... Man.
LaSalle, that's what they do.
Yeah, we get
ready for LaSalle.
We get it. Christian Stan Hardbody. Okay. I mean, we get all of this stuff. All right.
What do you mean?
We're not doing this anymore.
We're done with this.
Let's move on. This show's better than that.
No, it's not.
Nope.
It's exciting.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Is Christian trying to steal headlines knowing that it would make the news around Wednesday?
I bet he was sitting and watching ESPN 2, watching that game.
I'd be
damned if they win without me. And I'm going to go to.
Sunday morning. It was Sunday
but
morning.
But still, people were giving them a lot of credit after the weekend. And he said, you know what?
It's Sid Hardinger.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to watch this team do well. I'm not going to take this sitting down. I'm not going to do this. All right, let's get it.
Say what kind of vehicle
it
was.
Can we please get out of here?
Did it say what kind of vehicle it was?
Is there a joke here?
I don't know. Just interested. Does it say? Did you go to hubercars.com to get that vehicle?
Okay, that has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't say anything about the car. Stan Hardinger, boy, that's just not good. Wishing the best luck.
Stan Hardinger. Stand hard to explain yourself when you're drunk and naked.
He wasn't drinking. That's unfair to me. You know what?
There's so many inappropriate text messages and emails getting sent right now.
It's not what this show is about. I think we handled that as well as this show can.
I guess.
When we return,
sit naked.
Will you stop, please? All right.
Wow. That was incredible.
There's a lot there. So does that jog your memory?
Yes, it does. Yes, it certainly does. The second that you got into the story, I was like, oh, yes, it's all coming back to me now.
Stan Hardinger.
Christian Stan Hardinger. Quick little reaction to that is, you know, we always prided ourselves on being a family-friendly show, especially in the morning. And, you know, you got kids. So that's about as that's about all we could do with that.
We very rarely even went PG-13, and that probably was PG-13.
That's right.
You know?
But you're, at the end, you're hubercars.com. it's just the inner workings of your brain where I'm like, does it matter? Is there a joke there? I'm thinking, oh, it's Buick or Ford or something, and you're going to crack some sort of joke. No, you were doing a Michael Sevier impression.
I thoroughly enjoyed. You were the only one that enjoyed me doing my Michael Sevier impression of him doing his Huber reads.
Can you give me, and again, we don't do free advertising here. if you want to come on board as an advertiser, please reach out to us at laugh@chickennick.com, just like the Beanery did and Revolution Raps and all that stuff. But let me I want to clear the floor here for you to go ISO on Michael Severe. He listens to this pod. He actually reached out and said that the Terry Leahy commercial last week, the traffic report, was one of the great things that's ever been done in radio history.
Oh.
So could you give a little tribute to our good friend and a great supporter, Michael Severe, when he used to do HuberCars.com?
Michael Severe for HuberCars.com. They got a new Chevy Equinox and a Chevy Malibu. You can go and check it out. 0% down, no down front payment. If you need to put it down, go to HuberCars.com, 120th and Dodge, and tell them the Zone sent you. It was that's all it was. It was HuberCars.com. HuberCars.com.
Wait, you didn't mention the bucket seats.
Yeah, the Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats. He couldn't have said that faster. It was like, ooh, I just had a tingle up my spine. Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats. Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats. Hi, sir. Welcome to Huber Cars. What kind of vehicle are you interested in? We have a wide variety of cars. I want a Chevy Equinox with bucket seats. Excuse me, sir. You need to slow it down. I'm looking for the bucket seats. I want the bucket seats. I need bucket seats. I need a four-door with bucket seats. HuberCars.com. I was told to go to HuberCars.com so you had a Chevy Equinox with bucket seats. I'm looking for the bucket seats. Excuse me, sir. You're going to have to really slow it down a little bit. I'm having a hard time understanding what you're looking for from a vehicle. We have some great new vehicles this way. Want the bucket seats? Want the HuberCars.com? Want the bucket seats? I don't want a two-door. I don't want a two-door. I want a four-door. I want a four-door with the bucket seats. I don't care if it's hybrid. I don't care what it is. I need bucket seats. HuberCars.com. Bucket seats. Bucket seats. That's what it was.
It was always. People have no idea the stuff that went on behind the scenes.
Oh.
Where we would just mock each other, mock other people, but it was all in good fun. But the impressions fun. That would happen behind the scenes.
I mean, it was a running joke for 3 years. Just me doing. Michael Severe Huber reads to you during commercial breaks about Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats. HuberCars.com with the bucket seats.
Oh, man. Oh,
I love it.
It's just so good. I am in Michael tears. Severe. It's just because it just brings back all the memories of you doing that. Like, I got just drenched with bucket seats right there. Oh, man.
Man, first time I heard him talk about bucket seats, I was all in on it. I was like, yes. Yeah, I've never wanted bucket seats more in my life until I heard.
I do remember the one time where you had a read and you ended it with tell him the Zone sent you, and he said, "Hey, that's mine."
I know. I was like, "Whoa!" I swear to God, I truthfully, I think it was the very first endorsement I ever read.
I thought
that was how you were supposed to.
I know.
You know, I thought that was like the tagline. You know what I mean? Like Nike, just do it or whatever. You know, I mean. McDonald's, I'm loving it. I thought it was like, tell him the Zone sent you. And I was like, all right, here we go. And Michael's like, hey! It's my line. I was like, whoa! My bad.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yikes.com. Yeah, all right. Well, go back to... Sorry, I won't touch your HuberCars or your bucket seats.
That's one thing I knew. I knew if I ever got a HuberCars.com read, I would not talk about the bucket seats. I would not talk about the Chevy Equinox with the bucket seats.
Anytime anyone mentions bucket seats, I always think of that. Like going for a shot.
Whenever I see a Chevy Equinox, I don't know why. Like I associate that with Michael Severe. Like it should be the Michael Severe car.
Dude, if Michael Severe is not laughing listening to this. Oh my gosh!
Oh, because I like it. Sometimes when Michael's talking, he can get going. I like when Michael he changes pace really well.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
when he gets it going, I'm like, oh, you go, Michael! When he really gets it going,
oh yeah,
I'm like, yes,
yeah. You can't, you know, you just sit sit in silence and just listen and be amazed.
You just like, marvel at it. You really do. I mean, you just you love it.
He and I were supposed to do the afternoon show. Remember when that whole thing came down? And it would have been interesting. I think we would have – it would have been good. But
how would you have been with – remember, he was into like – didn't he have the babe of the day? He would put like a picture of like a good-looking girl. Would you have been in on the babe of the day with Michael Zamir?
There were a couple of things where I would have been like, hey, hey, I know we call it unsportsmanlike conduct, but I'm not very, how do you say, unsportsmanlike.
I would have loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Michael went there.
I know. Yeah. I know our old GM would have, he wanted that tension, right?
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, this would be good. I'm like, no, I'm used to laughing and just.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I remember listening to when Kevin and Michael would talk to El Camp Walgamont. The first question Michael would always ask was if the lead actress got naked in the movie.
That's exactly it. Yeah, like they would always do the movie reviews and he would ask.
So in What Lies Beneath, Harrison Ford is with Michelle Pfeiffer and it's really good. I want to talk about the bucket seats, but real quick, did Michelle Pfeiffer get naked in the movie? You remember the scene? It was every time. It was great. You'd ask if she got naked. It was just like it was understood that at some point Michael was going to ask if one of the actresses got naked in the movie. I respected it.
Now, there's this movie coming out here. It's a great date movie. It's called Serendipity, and it's Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. She's terrific. Quickly, Kit. Is she naked in the movie, Bucket Seats? Michael, it's a good movie. There's no nudity. All right, I'm gonna go take a rest. I'll be back.
Oh God! Yeah, did she get? Did? Are you asking if she got naked, Michael? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah. Did she get naked in the bucket seats? Just go to hubacollege.com and get naked in the bucket seats.
Okay. All right, quick timeout from the Schick and Nick pod and the Emmy Award-winning conversation that is going on right now. And let me ask you a question, Nick. If you had like a brand, like maybe it's your name, maybe it's your individual pod that you have, maybe it's the Schick and Nick pod, and you wanted to maybe get your name out there a little bit, get your brand out there a little bit without you even having to think about it. What do you think would be maybe a good way to do that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe going to Revolution Raps and you put something on your vehicle, you put something on, with the interior, exterior signage, trade show displays. I mean, maybe do a little something like that. That's the beauty of Revolution Raps, especially their vehicle wraps. You can be selling and growing your brand all the time, no matter what you are doing. You're driving around, you're driving on Dodge Street, you're driving on 27th Street in Lincoln, you're driving on Interstate 80. People are seeing your vehicle, they are seeing your brand, and you are continuing to grow it. Let's just thank God that when I'm changing in my vehicle at various parking lots across the United States, thank God I don't have a Nick Baugh Revolution wrap around my car, because that'd be a dead giveaway, Schicky.
They would knock on the window and say, hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
It's like, well, I'm getting dressed. Shouldn't be doing that, but thanks. But you knew it was me because of the vehicle wrap, which increases your visibility 24/7, 365. Lowest cost, highest impact form of advertising. And they do, all types of coverage, from full wraps, partial wraps, to decals as well. Check them out at RevolutionWraps.com, one of the nation's leading providers of high definition, large format graphics. Check them out. And as we mentioned, they're locally owned. They do everything in-house, from design to production to installation. And if you mention Schick and Nick, mention this ad when you contact them, or go to revolutionwraps.com/Schick and Nick. You'll get 20% off your next project. It's Revolution Wraps, proud sponsor of the Schick and Nick Show.
What are we doing? Where are we even at? You want to know? I don't know. We are 38 minutes.
All right. All right, we had there's really no, in terms of news and
well,
stuff
here's
going
the thing. We'll
really
push this back. We're pushing everything back a week, Here's what we got to get into next week. You ready?
All right.
Coming up next week on Schick and Nick. You realize that Husker fans' ultimate dream pseudo came true this past weekend. You realize that, right?
What? What are you talking about?
Jason Peter and Jay Foreman were pretty much hired as like volunteer assistant coaches by Scott Frost. So it's all coming together, my friend. It is all coming together. They just need to bring Amon Green back for the running backs. They need to bring back T. Frage for the quarterbacks. They need to bring back...
We joked about this when...
Yes! It's all coming together, Matt!
When they were going to make hires and they needed to do all this stuff. That's... I did see a picture of Jason Peter with his clean juice with Davison and Frosty there.
Yeah.
Maybe there was more to that. It's like, all right, I'll give you clean juice. You make me a volunteer assistant.
I'll give you some turmeric and beet juice. You allow me in that weight room for 5 minutes with the guys. It's like, oh, God. So that's what apparently Jason's helping out in the weight room with some of the dudes. I mean, the intensity in that weight room is going to be high.
I'd like to ask you, like, is his job, he's the official curse coordinator?
Coordinator, yes. Four-letter word analyst, I think, is what it's also under. There's going to be a lot of F-bombs. And then Jay Foreman's helping out with, like, the player development new hire, a guy that was with Frost at Central Florida. So, yeah, how about that? Jay Foreman, Jason Peter helping out. It's all coming together.
Help Jay Foreman get some radio stuff at SiriusXM. What is he passing that in, or is this volunteer? Like, you know, what's going on here? Is there a conflict of interest?
I don't know what's happening here. I'm not sure what's going on.
Jay.
I don't know what's going on with. How about that?
Let me ask you this: do Jay and Jason, while they're walking around, do they wear their own cutoff jerseys from back in the day?
They should.
Walking around.
I think Jason should show up in the weight room with a half-torn 55 grass-stained red jersey with blood from Warren Sapp and various other people on it and just, yes. Like, that's what should happen.
He should always be carrying, like, a mini TV that has highlights from his season. Because it can't be a phone, you know, it's got to be realistic. So he's carrying his own little tiny TV and like, hey, coach, what are you doing? Oh, you know, just watching, you know, the glory days.
Sure, these people know what's going on, dog, you know? It's kind of exciting, right? I'm kind of pumped. There isn't a dude that has been, first of all, every time I talk to Jay Foreman, he's always nothing but great to me. And there isn't a guy, and I mean this, there isn't a dude that has been more supportive of me than Jason Peter. Like, he has been so cool to me, so good to me, and I still think my most downloaded podcast, individual podcast ever, is the nearly two-hour podcast I recorded with Jason Peter before the Colorado game in 2018, or 2019, excuse me, and Jason told some stories, and it was really good, but I'm pumped, man. You can tell the passion is there for both those guys. And listen, there's a reason, we don't have to get into it, but like there's a reason, you know, like Duke always hires former assistants and all those things. Like, you know, when it's your alma mater, it's just different. And yeah, so listen, it's can't hurt, you know, it can't hurt to have those guys around.
Well, and just for, you know, you never want the, hey, back in my day, but there is something to the, I know what championship programs look like. I know what we should be doing. Here's your motivation for the day. Like all those little things. And to allow guys who, you know, they sweat and bled for the program, to allow them in the doors to say, look, I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Right.
Right. Like just to allow them to, you know, be a cook in the kitchen a little bit and say, okay, why don't you come in here and help us out a little bit. Plus, on the heels of, you know, you've heard some former players opine and weigh in about stuff going on. Now you've got former players inside the program, outside of Frost, you know, outside of Barrett.
Yep.
To just almost create a buffer. I mean, it's really smart in a lot of ways.
I think it is. I really think it is. Right.
You know?
Yes.
It serves a lot of purposes.
Well, I thought, and we can wrap it up with this, but I thought this was the quote from Jason in the Lincoln Journal Star that I thought was really good. To Steve Sipple on kind of like why, you know, what he, you know, why he's hired, what he wants to get accomplished and all that. Here, this was perfect. Jason said, I wouldn't have known how to be great whether as a team or an individual, unless I was shown the path by older guys. Well, the program has struggled for such a long time now that we don't have the older guys to pass that knowledge down. We will hopefully help the players find a mentality that has them ready for battle every single day they wake up, a mentality that wants to compete every single time they walk on that field, whether it be for practice or game. Hopefully, we can show them how to be a team, how to play for one another. And I think that does get kind of like to the heart of where they can help. I mean, these are guys that have accomplished things at a high level at the University of Nebraska, and you can never have too many good examples. You know, like you just can't. And so hopefully those guys can help show the, you know, all hands on deck, showing those guys how to do it. So shouts out to Jason and Jay.
These guys played before these guys were born, right? Like, yep. It's just, it feels like 50 years ago for these guys, these players. And here's the other thing too. I guess the culture of today's student athlete is much more individualized than it was back in the day, mm-hmm. right? That's why guys are transferring. That's why, where can I get mine? Where can I get mine? Where it's more, when Jason Peter played, it was, we got to do this together. And obviously you need to do that in order to win championships, but you see a lot of fragmentation going around and a lot of, hey, what's in it for me type of thing instead of the me versus we type of thing. And maybe if you can change that and impact the culture positively in some sort of way, you know, like play dodgeball, you know, like we've seen. If you are not going to be the most talented program out there, or one of the 10 most talented, or 15 most talented programs, you need to find an edge somewhere. And that edge is going to come inside the locker room, inside the walls, inside the weight room, all those things. And obviously Peter and Foreman can help with that.
Well, and I don't think people can underestimate how much, you know, you talk about that kind of individualized mentality, but at the end of the day, a team is a collection of individuals that you want to have one heartbeat, one mind, yep. and one soul. But like, I know for me, when I was in college, you do develop specific individual bonds with various coaches that really help you get through things and get to a certain place mentally, whatever. Like, for me, and this isn't a name drop, like, I had a very special connection at Kansas with Danny Manning. He was like the graduate manager was his role. He was kind of just kind of getting back into coaching. And like, Danny helped me every single day be a voice to kind of bounce things off of, someone I could talk to. He could tell when I was getting frustrated with something, and he would pull me aside. Like, don't underestimate those little moments where, because sometimes you're not comfortable going to one of the top coaches. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I could vent certain things to Danny. Now, I bet Danny turned around and told Coach Self, hey, Nick's pissed that this happened or this didn't happen or Nick was kind of upset at this or whatever. But, like, I felt like I could confide into Danny more so than I could to Tim Jankovic or Joe Dooley or Bill Self.
That's right.
And it makes a difference.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
It does.
Yeah, like, having a conduit to the program rather than a conduit to the coach,
yes.
right? Being able to express certain things to someone who's been there and done that, but making sure that that person is not the coach, right? Or not one of your lead assistants that has the direct ear. It could be someone who, you know, yeah, could be a confidant, could help you, you know, navigate certain things that, you know, even guys like Jason Peter didn't have to navigate.
Yes, and it just, and I can't tell you how many times that those little conversations would make a difference. And you never know. There may be some young defensive lineman that is going through a rough time and Jason spots it, or some young linebacker that's going through a hard time and Jay spots it, and they're able to have a conversation or develop a relationship that gets those guys' minds in the place that it needs to be. You know, like, that's more so, I know people conjure up images of Jason literally like spitting and foaming at the mouth and like punching guys in the face in the weight room and all that. Like, I view it more as those one-on-one individual moments where, like, Jason is an engaging person. Like, you, Jason, like, there are certain guys that walk into a room and you feel them. You know, like, when Jason walks into a room, you feel him. And he can have that presence on those guys, because while he's an alpha male, he's actually a thoughtful guy. He really is. He's been through a lot in life. as we all know. And he's got a lot of life experience in a variety of ways that he can kind of share with some kids. So I don't know. I like it, man. I mean, maybe because I like Jason and Jay. I think they're two good guys.
They are two good guys. Know them as well. And you're exactly right in that it can't hurt and it will help. There's no doubt about it. Hey, by the way, I just found this. Speaking of Jason Peter, he used to come on our show back in the day. And I have this. This is just labeled money clip. Jason Peter money clip. Okay. So this is a minute 50 of Jason Peter. We said, oh, we got to save this because it's money. I don't know what this is. But let's just listen to it together in honor of Jason Peter coming back to Nebraska in an official capacity. This was January 4th, 2012. Let's just ask the broad question, Jason Peter. How concerned are you with this program following the Capital One Bowl, and what red flags were raised for you?
I'm very concerned. I think we were in better shape coming out of year one. I think we're at this crossroads now where, you know, you only get to stand up and chew guys out so many times and say, do it this way or do it my way. And, you know, Bo, with how intimidating he is and how in your face he is, I'm sure some kids, at some point, they're going to just say, forget it. What am I dealing with this for? It's all screaming. You know, there's never the hugging me when you're walking off the field, that type of mentality McBride used to talk about. There has to be kind of that balance, and maybe there is that balance, maybe more so than we know. But I just feel like there was more positive energy coming out of this program after year one. And that was still with a couple of bad losses to Oklahoma and Missouri that year. But I just think that people are tired. A lot of people are tired of the way Bo is, you know, with the way he treats local media, the way now it seems like he's treating national media in terms of the halftime interview. I just feel like there's a lot of people that think if you're going to act like that and you're going to be that sort of ass, then you better start winning championships and you better start competing for championships. And we're not there. We're nowhere even close to it.
Think about the context of when he made that statement.
Yep.
They had won 10 games.
Crazy, right?
In the 2013 Capital One Bowl. They had lost to Georgia, so it was coming off that game. They lost it 45-31 and finished, you know, in the top 25. And it's not good enough.
Crazy, right?
They're nowhere close to competing for championships.
And that's kind of what it felt like, though, at the time. That's what it felt like at the time. And right? Yeah, I mean, what this program wouldn't give to go back to that, man. And but, yeah, it's the roller coaster that is Nebraska football. But now at least Jason Peter is going to get back on that roller coaster. And that's the thing. Sometimes you sit there and you watch it from afar. You critique it from afar. And now I think it's cool that those guys get to, you know, get inside the walls and actually try to impact it. Yeah, that is a crazy clip, though. Really is.
By the way, did you do anything special for Michael Jordan's birthday?
did you? You know, well, here's the thing. That's the anniversary of my surgery.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm telling you, Matt, a huge reason why, like, I don't know if you remember growing up, remember you'd always have to, like, in various times in elementary school, you'd be like, you have to do a book report on something or write a paper on someone. The amount of papers I wrote on Michael Jordan, ridiculous. And so I knew, I know Michael Jordan's birthday by heart, you know, February 17th, 1963. And so when we were scheduling my surgery to remove my tumor, they were like, okay, we can do February, you know, February 15th, we could do the 21st, we could do February 17th. I immediately, as stupid as it sounds, I was like, that's Michael Jordan's birthday. That's a sign. I got to do that. Well, I went February 17th. So in as silly as it sounds, the main reason I wanted to have the surgery on the 17th was because it was the day my sports hero was born. So how about that?
Well, yeah, I like that tweet that you sent out last week on the five-year anniversary. And, you know, here we are 5 years later doing a fun show, hopefully making people laugh.
Yes, sir.
Making our sides hurt.
Yeah.
And continuing to move along. So appreciate everything. Love you, man. Always appreciate the pod. Always always fun.
Oh, no question about it.
Probably a little too much fun. Hope you all enjoy it. And this podcast is over.
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick, yes. Schick and Nick, yes. The Schick and Nick Show, yes. Here we go. Schick, yes. Nick, yes. Schick, yes. Nick, yes. Schick, yes. Nick, yes.
Stand Hardinger.
A Huda Media Production.